thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Beautiful.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Vítame bas, honored viewers. Vítame bas means greetings in Slovak, a language spoken by around 5.6 million people, mainly in Slovakia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. For all Astra and Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponders, please use the downlink perimeters as follows. Astra at 19.2 degrees east, transponder 1068, frequency 11778, polarization, vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 92, frequency 12558, polarization, vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Astra and Hotbird transponders starting September 1st, 2011. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponders. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Astra and Hotbird transponders at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikon Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Set. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calidad de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, in Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. and in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Sinchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a thriving population of snow leopard is found in Afghanistan. In humanitarian news, a caring young woman cycled through Africa to help students access higher education. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 21st, acclaimed American engineer Dr. David Barnard Steenman is remembered. Born in 1886 in New York, he passed away on this day in 1960. Dr. Steenman is considered one of the premier bridge builders of the USA. A proponent of long-span suspension bridges, his airflow and wind velocity research helped to make aerodynamically stable ones possible. He designed more than 400 bridges on five continents during his almost 40-year career. These include the Henry Hudson and Robert F. Kennedy bridges in New York City. May incredibly talented individuals such as Dr. David Barnard Steenman continue to bring elegant and brilliant advancements to our world.
Fly in news, U.S. city plagued by dust storms. In a third such event within just 6 weeks, a massive wall of dust left Phoenix, Arizona in a haze on Thursday, August 18th. The suspended dust particles shrouded the region, delaying airline flights and obscuring visibility for driving. Several thousand residents were without electricity as the storm brought power lines down over cars and an elementary school bus in Pinal County, with fortunately no one injured. The disturbance, which is known by the Arabic term habub, meaning an intense sandstorm, is fueled by prolonged dry conditions. We are thankful for the general safety of the area's residents as we pray that more benign weather conditions prevail through humanity's kinder care of the ecosphere.
International relief efforts continue in the Horn of Africa, as the worst drought to hit the nations of Eastern Africa in 60 years continues to jeopardize the lives of over 12 million people. The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, stated that more than 300,000 children are severely malnourished and in immediate risk of death. Warning that a lack of donations is hindering efforts to curb the crisis, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, on Thursday, August 18th, called on international governments and their donor partners for both immediate food aid and longer-term assistance to farmers in coping with the effects of climate change. With UNICEF and the World Health Organization, or WHO, noting an increase in the number of cholera cases, humanitarian organization Oxfam and partner Hijra have launched a prevention program that provides oral rehydration salts and soap, along with a public information campaign. Oxfam has also airlifted 47 tons of vital water supplies and hygiene materials to Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. A measles epidemic has also begun to spread in the region, with an average of 10 children under 5 perishing daily at the Kobe refugee camp in Ethiopia. In response, WHO, UNICEF, and partners have launched an emergency vaccination campaign in the most vulnerable areas. Operations to improve sanitation and curb the spread of disease are also being implemented by the group International Orthodox Christian Charities in cooperation with the Ethiopian Orthodox Church Development and Inter-Church Aid Commission.
With Somalia's food stocks being rapidly depleted, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, held an emergency meeting on Wednesday, pledging $350 million U.S. for famine relief in the nation. The United Kingdom is donating an additional £25 million via UNICEF to provide food for Somali children and vaccinate over 1 million against measles and polio. In collaboration with UN agencies, Kuwait-based charity Direct Aid has said it is providing 60,000 warm meals in 20 centers throughout Kenya and Somalia daily, while a seventh batch of relief from the Kuwait Red Crescent Society containing 10 tons of aid was sent on Thursday. Singapore's government is also donating $50,000 and Mexico $1 million to help alleviate the crisis. The government of Guyana also contributed $100,000, while the Red Cross Society of China has allocated $1.25 million in humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of Kenyan donors have put together $7.6 million thus far to help fellow country persons suffering from hunger through the Kenyans for Kenya campaign.
Upon first hearing about the suffering of the East African people in July, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $100,000 each to save the children, Oxfam, and the Red Cross for a total of $300,000 in emergency assistance for the crisis, sending a message that she was doing so with love and gratitude for these noble organizations' compassionate works.
Our gratefulness for the caring efforts of all international governments, organizations, and individuals to help those in need, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt aid. May heaven protect the affected African people as we pray for the blessing of gentle rain and the end to all such suffering through our gentler ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Imagine it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny little crate. Don't know how to spell S-P-A-C-E space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin. Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right? Force-fed drugs till you lose your mind? Sweltering at noon, frozen in the night? Fresh air? What is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods. Can't even tell of my nightmare. The entire human race. Anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure. A bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand to wherever to be torn open from limb to limb or to hang from one leg on the ceiling and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over. Amid crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or endure such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf, and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice, and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. I cry for help. Is someone there? How come? Only blood. Blood. And blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small. Trembling. Helpless. Oh, if you don't know, if there is hell, come and see right here. Nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 521. Be vegan, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. As people continue rallying in the streets, determined to bring better lives for themselves and others through social and political reforms that improve their governments, they gather in nations that include Egypt, Libya, Malawi, Syria, and Yemen.
Malawi, following violent clashes between protesters and security forces that cost 19 citizens' lives last month, state-run Malawi Broadcasting Corporation announced that President Bingu wa Mutharika dissolved his cabinet on Friday, August 19th. Demonstrations have been held to protest worsening economic conditions, fuel shortages, and restrictions on human rights. Meetings between activists and the government are scheduled for next week, mediated by the United Nations, with protesters saying they will continue demonstrating if the government does not respond. Amnesty International, meanwhile, has urged a halt to the firing on citizens, saying that the people should be allowed to express without fear of consequence.
Egypt, following a massive grassroots campaign to clear the names of two blogger activists and to end all military trials for civilians, the nation's military rulers announced on
on Thursday that the two were being released. They are among 12,000 who have been referred to military courts, with the Egyptian human rights group No Military Trials for Civilians reporting that many of those in custody have reported serious abuses during their detention.
Libya. Transitional National Council spokesperson Mahmoud Jamam confirmed on Friday that former Prime Minister Abdel Salam Jalloud had defected with his family, turning away from the regime of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi to join in solidarity with the pro-democracy revolutionaries. Meanwhile, revolutionaries from the besieged city of Misrata, working together with fellow activists from inside nearby Zlatan, announced their success Friday in assuming control of Zlatan, as well as officially freeing the city of Zawiya and remaining areas of Brega, according to spokesman Colonel Ahmed Bani. In addition, another group on Friday officially liberated the 2,000-year-old Roman city of Sabratha, with some members pledging to provide better care in preserving the nation's cultural heritage.
Syria. Following President Bashar al-Assad's announcement that the crackdown had ended, UK-based Reuters news agency cited activist reports on Friday that the death toll from the violence of security forces toward protesters rose to at least 34. The activists also reported that in spite of the attempted oppression, their protests have spread to more locations, involving more people, and are occurring more frequently than ever.
As we mourn the tragic loss of lives and are saddened by those injured and suffering, pray for all strife to subside so that people everywhere may decide to live in shared freedom and dignity as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
在这种凶恶的气氛活下去呢，行吗？继续这个样子，小孩又更糟糕。小孩常常学习大人的那种行为。我们所谓自由，那个国家，我们所谓的天主教的国家，不是我们所谓的佛教的国家，那个佛教的天主教的精神呢，何在啊？应该形容啊，那个宗教应该执行，应该做你所跟耶稣学那些东西，应该做跟佛学那些教理，才是真正的一个有宗教信仰。我希望我们的世界改变，互相保护，互相疼爱。上帝要让我们知道爱心是很宝贝，上帝要让我们知道自由主义是正确的。
một thế giới của trẻ mồ côi, một cõi đầy quá phụ, anh ơi.
cơn giông tố. Tôi không bao giờ lớn lên để làm anh hùng chiến sĩ gìn giữ chiến tranh này 30 năm đã xanh ngàn mồ chi. Ngày tôi tôi kể cho nghe nhiều mộng đẹp của người, ngày tôi mới trưởng thành, người để lại cho tôi một thi hài trơ trọi. Hãy để tôi sống mãi gìn giữ gia sản này, những mộng vàng ấp ủ dưới mồ sâu chưa. Xin để tôi sống sót thừa hưởng gia sản này, xây giấc mơ tan vỡ thành mái ấm ngày mai. Tôi sẽ sống 101 năm, có con trai con gái và cháu chắc, dựng lại thế giới tóc tang với đàn trẻ mồ côi và quả phụ. Anh ơi về đi, dằn cơn thịnh nộ, anh ơi cùng tôi diềm cơn giông tố.
Peace be here now.
U.S. Vice President visits China. Arriving in Beijing on Wednesday, August 17th for a 5-day visit, Vice President Joe Biden was welcomed by several of the country's high-level dignitaries as he met with President Hu Jintao, Vice President Xi Jinping, and Premier Wen Jiabao. Discussions focused on topics such as shared economic interests, with Premier Wen affirming China's confidence in the U.S. economy as Vice President Biden offered reassurances of his nation's commitment to financial stability. They also touched on the possibility of further cooperative ventures.
In a meeting between Vice Presidents Xi and Biden, both emphasized the importance of personal ties in international relations and the need for the world's two largest economies to work together in matters of both trade and the environment.
Our enhanced cooperation, to put it bluntly and succinctly, is extremely good for the United States. I would suggest, although you would make be your own judge, I think it's good for China as well. And I think it's good for the wider world.
Vice President Biden and Your Excellencies of China are sincere accolades for your constructive and fruitful meetings. May such mutually cooperative relations flourish between the people of the U.S. and China, extending to all corners of the globe.
Save Our Planet. On August 15, 2011, the world's largest sun-powered boat, the Planet Solar, docked in Hong Kong after having embarked from Monaco last September, highlighting the potential for sustainable energy use in the shipping industry.
Save Our Planet. In the worst oil spill in a decade for the region, the British government reports as of August 16, 2011, that an estimated 1,300 barrels of oil had leaked from a platform in the North Sea before being brought under control, with officials stating that the oil's natural dispersion would hopefully avoid adverse effects on wildlife.
Save Our Planet, Japan's NHK news agency, stated that 35 people across 12 prefectures died of heat stroke the week of August 8, 2011, with the nation's Fire and Disaster Management Agency reporting that 7,071 people were treated for heat-related effects that same week as extremely high temperatures continued.
Save Our Planet. According to a mid-August 2011 report, the Zimbabwean government is sponsoring a $12 million project that includes the distribution of 5.5 million free energy-saving compact fluorescent bulbs, along with a new billing system that allows customers to monitor and conserve electricity usage.
I'm Buzzy the Honeybee, living happily with a delicious vegan diet. Here's a tip on improving safety for the elderly. Installing features such as handrails, grab bars, non-slip strips in the tub, and bright lighting, all strategically placed, are some practical ideas. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Japan, our association members from Gunma Center held their 40th SOS Global Warming Seminar at the Gifu Civic Auditorium in Gifu City. The event began with a video showing major natural disasters that had occurred worldwide since the beginning of 2011. Presenters then discussed the benefits of a vegan diet in mitigating the dire effects of climate change and improving the health of ourselves and our planet.
この今日のセミナーを聞いて、これからはヴィーガンになる決心とかつきましたでしょうか。
はい、大丈夫です。ベジになってエコを実践、地球を救うために。
Pictures of vegan dog and cat companions helped raise awareness that animal friends can also derive good health and a happier life from the plant-based diet. After the meeting, complimentary vegan-packed lunches were offered to all participants.A young girl exclaimed with tears in her eyes, I'm especially touched by the vegan animals. I will take this vegan green packed lunch home to share with my family members. May all in the world be moved with compassion to choose the cruelty-free diet to save our Earth and her countless inhabitants.
In animal welfare news, a thriving population of snow leopards is found in Afghanistan. A new study by the Wildlife Conservation Society, WCS, has observed the rare leopards in the Vahan Corridor in the northeast area of the nation. With support from the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, WCS trained almost 60 community rangers to use unseen cameras to document the presence of the beautiful animals. WCS Deputy Director, Mr. Peter Zahler, stated, "Now our goal is to ensure that these magnificent animals have a secure future as a key part of Afghanistan's natural heritage. Our heartfelt appreciation, U.S. Agency for International Development, for your kind support, and Wildlife Conservation Society for your valiant efforts. May all of our exquisite animal friends flourish in safety and continue to forever bless our world." Up next on Noteworthy News, Miss Jolandi Rust plans to cycle to 34 African countries to help disadvantaged individuals receive a college education. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Stay tuned for more soothing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a powerful world. In humanitarian news, a caring young woman cycled through Africa to help students access higher education. South African-born Miss Jolandi Rust plans to travel to all 34 coastal countries in Africa. At the same time, she is representing Iduka, a non-profit which is committed to assisting disadvantaged students overcome any financial obstacles to receiving a college education. In each nation she visits, Miss Rust will ask the government to support post-secondary education. Iduka will also offer some scholarships. Congratulations, Miss Jolandi Rust, on your wonderful journey. May it bring you joy and also help the bright youngsters of Africa have the best of learning opportunities.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Czech entitled Sharp Shaver.
Otec řekl, to je zvláštní, jak to, že moje břitva na holení není ostrá? Syn odpověděl, opravdu? Byla dost ostrá, když jsem s ní ořezával tušky.
And now for our viewers hotline.
I am 26 years old. There are many vegetarians in our country. My aunt and her husband's family and some of their friends are vegetarians. I want to join your group. Please give me information about everything. Best regards, Negar from Iran.
Amiable Negar, it is great to hear from you. We are very happy to hear that many people in your beautiful country are following the plant-based diet. Our representative will contact you and provide any information you would like. May Allah's munificent blessings be with you and the spiritual people of Iran.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say dovidenia, which means goodbye in Slovak.
May your life be graced with heavenly bliss.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a second session of the India-Pakistan Parliamentary Dialogue held in New Delhi, India, parliamentary delegates from each country make proposals to foster cordial relations, including increased contact between the peoples of both nations, as well as easing visa restrictions.
In a televised CNN interview, former U.S. President Bill Clinton credits his switch to a plant-based diet, which he says contains no meat, no dairy, and no eggs, with his current high energy levels and stabilized heart condition, saying that he is now also encouraging others toward the same.
During an official visit to Argentina, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos meets with President Cristina Fernandez, signing several agreements in fields such as science and technology, as he also conveys his country's happiness with their shared amicable relations.
Japan pledges a $7.7 million U.S. donation to the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East to help purchase foods such as flour, dried beans, and oil for asylum seekers living in Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria, as well as the Palestinian West Bank and Gaza Strip.
Scientists at Southampton University in the UK develop a computer hard drive made of glass by using laser beams to alter the glass and create memory crystals, with the material also able to withstand very high temperatures and maintain data integrity for thousands of years.
Nigeria successfully launches two Earth observation satellites, the NigeriaSat-2 and NigeriaSat-X, into space for use in a variety of applications, including monitoring of weather and disaster-prone areas, as well as crops to enhance food security.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.